Welcome back to the Super Tuesday Recap. It's your host, Chris and Deepam here. And we are back with our Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. review for Season 6, Episode 8, Collision Course Part 1. Now, before we get into doing our review, I do have a little bit of an announcement to make. A little bit of work I'm going to ask our listeners to do for us, especially for the Character Corner podcast. I need you guys to do me a quick favor. Go, if you like listening to us, you like listening to Deepam and I talk about stuff, we like the Character Corner, because I'm assuming if you listen to the Super Tuesday Recap, you probably listen to our Character Corner podcast. Go to podcastawards.com, sign up to nominate, for the ability to nominate, and then once you do that, if you can go to the entertainment category and the People's Choice category and nominate the Character Corner, you'll see our podcast there in the drop-down for both of those awards. They're in alphabetical order. For the entertainment one, I know we're actually at the top. Last time I checked, we'll be close to it. There are a few things above us in the People's Choice category. But please go and select those and save those nominations, get the nominations in. The nominations are running from now and through July 31st. And we really like to kind of get the Character Corner recognized for all the work that, Deepam and I do for putting this out there. And I know all you all who listen to us on the Character Corner love hearing us talk about those podcasts. And it'll be great to, at least get nominated and get into the final 10 in those categories. It takes like 5 minutes, and I know when you go to sign up, it'll ask for your email address. You'll see on the site, they say they only keep your email address up through the awards just because they might use your email to select you as one of the final voters to actually vote on some of the podcasts. Once the awards are done, they delete your email address, so you're not going to get spam from them or anything like that. It takes 5 minutes. Some people in the group have already done it. It'll really, really help us out, and if this goes well and we get a good response on this, then next year when the podcast award comes out, we'll make sure we nominate things like, we'll make sure we register things like the Super Tuesday Recap, Movie Trailer Reviews, and other podcasts here on the network for this. But we're using the Character Corner as our test case for that. So it'll really, really help us out. If you go to podcastawards.com, look in the show notes, you'll see the link and all the information you need to do for that. So, yeah, thank you guys very much for that. So,
can I add something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know about this until 30 minutes ago.
I've
gone from where you are right now to like, please vote for us, to I want to stay a bit more aggressive. We don't ask for much. We never have. We give out content. We make jokes. Chris doesn't watch Fringe. I get mad. We all laugh. This is a solid we're asking for you, because I don't want to be nominated. I want to fucking win.
Oh, yeah, I want to win, too. I mean, yeah.
Like, if this, like, yes, you should go nominate us. But let's make this very fucking clear. I'm here to win now. we're both, we love this. We're creative people. We're creatives. This is, we're also very fucking competitive. So now it's a thing.
Well, and let you guys know how this works. Like, nominations come from fans. When it comes time to vote, they have a smaller voting block of people, and it includes other listeners, other journalists, other podcasts, things like that. Like, this is a huge way for us to kind of expand the Character Corner and get it out to a larger audience, which is kind of why I did it. Because like I said, I would put the Character Corner podcast up against any other podcast in that category. We're good. We do our job. People love us. And we have the numbers to back it up. So, yeah.
And other podcasts that might do similar things that have started after our podcast that struggle to remain nameless for right now.
Yeah.
We're the best. I'll take the Pepsi challenge with any podcast on that list.
Yep. So, and Deepal's right. I did kind of spring this one in the last minute. And like, this wasn't that, like, I wasn't thinking about it. I just saw it come up in my, on Facebook or something like that. I was like, huh, podcast award. That's cute. And I was sitting there looking at it. I was like, oh, I'm not going to do this. And then I was like, why not? Well, what does it hurt? And I was like, you know, our fans do support us, and if I ask, they'll back us. So, you know what? Right, we don't ask for much. This is the one time we are asking, because, we want this. This is one of the ones. I talked myself into it this morning and was like, you know what? I deserve it. We deserve this. We're going to do
it. Damn it, we're good enough and we deserve it.
Right. You know, I'm looking in the mirror, giving myself the Stuart Smalley. I did. So,
speaking of getting what you deserve, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., this episode. Hey, yo, we kind of called it, like, all this stuff, Collision Course, everything's coming together. Azel, we said not the trusses. It's just too convenient for her showing up and having.
But also, to this, do we trust Sarge? Like, I want to make sure that we're taking a full look at this, because I'm with you. I was like, we were right, let's party, but S.H.I.E.L.D.'s never that simple.
Oh, and no, of course we don't trust Sarge. He was going to blow up at least 200 miles worth of the Earth. So, no, we don't trust Sarge either. Like, this is S.H.I.E.L.D. stuck in the middle between two bad choices. Now, here's the thing, we're going to go into more detail about this, but let's start here since we kind of brought this up. Like, this was almost like an info dump. This was an info dump episode of Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. And I love it when they do it this way, because it gives you a lot of aha moments. Oh, holy shit, what's really going on? So a couple of things that got me were, one, and we'll be talking about this later on, but I'm not sure. We were originally were thinking that this was, like, had something to do with, like, the multiverse and multi-dimensions. But more and more I think about it, I'm like, it seems like everybody's from a different planet. And it doesn't necessarily mean they're going multidimensional. But then you have to ask yourself, it's like, but what about Coulson? Like, this Coulson, the Sarge is saying he's been alive.
You and I have ended up at the same place on this. I'm gonna be very shocked.
He's saying that he's like hundreds of years old. So if they're saying Azel is like a demon, could this be something that's possessed like Coulson's body or something like that?
Oh, I went a different way. Okay.
Cause and the reason why I went that way is, we've already kind of gone the demon route. We've already kind of gone the hell route because of, you know, Ghost Rider. We've done that before, and we know so, that.
All right. I like this. This is
good. So it's like, I don't know. So it allows you to have something that isn't. It felt like it was like, oh, maybe this is a Sarge or this is a Coulson from a different planet. He understands what he's heard that name before, but he doesn't really know what it means. You know, he has the same body and molecules and DNA as Coulson. So it is technically Coulson, but it's not Coulson, right? It's his body, but not actually Coulson. What were you thinking?
So we'll go my theory off the top. And if this is right, I'm sick of being blamed for being right sometimes. I don't want to hear that. This is just an idea that I've had in my head. So, Coulson says that he's hundreds of years old, Azel is prophesied to have escaped from a hell dimension, some like waking nightmares, but could have predictably been spied out of that dimension at any place in time. Remember when we blew up the monolith to close the door to the fear dimension?
Yeah, sure.
Who's closest? Who closed it?
Yeah, you're right.
Phil Coulson.
Yeah, that
is one of his biggest fears, not losing his family.
So it could actually be Coulson?
Yo, like just a fear. It's generated by the fear dimension.
That's true. It could be.
Got spit out back in time hundreds of years and has been chasing Azel, who also escaped at that time, ever since.
True. Could be. Or it could be just like Fitz, where there were two Fitz. What if this is two Coulsons and this is a Coulson?
Time loop Coulson.
This is a time loop Coulson that actually did lose his family. And it's been going through time and just kind of forgotten what that family was, you know, and who that family was. Like, or maybe it never was a S.H.I.E.L.D. It was a different Coulson from a different time that, you know, married the Chalice and had a family, and then that family died, and now he's going around doing this. Like, once you start adding in the monoliths and you add in space, time, and all this other stuff, you can do a lot. And so it goes from this.
That's the great thing. We're at season 6, episode 8, and we have no idea what's happening.
No. Like, either way, I think we've gotten to the point where this is Coulson's body, not like a duplicate or something like that. This is somehow Coulson. So, yeah, it's like, it kind of removed my, like, I think the only thing I've taken off the table is the idea there's like a multiverse, like Coulson, more like a different timeline Coulson.
I'll keep it on the table, because how many times did they go back to the well? If they've done time travel and done time clones, this is a show that would say, let's find a new way to do that.
True.
Because before, the time clones were robot clones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it could be, that's the cool thing right now, like I said, it could be anything. I legitimately have no idea, and I'm legitimately, like, hyped up for next Friday's episode.
Yeah.
Which, whenever they do these two-parters, that second part, you know a punch is coming.
Well, like, okay, again, we're jumping to the end here, but the end of this episode is literally, you know, Daisy and Daisy, Deke, and May on a one-way collision course with a bomb to wherever the strikes are created. It's Fitz and Simmons in space on with a crew full of strikes and Izel, who they don't know any, they have no idea any, they're so close, have no idea that they're in danger. And you have Mac and the Zephyr and them in between, not knowing that the other three have got, that Sarge is on board, and the other two, well, one, because I don't think they left old boy tied up because he's a snitch. Trying to make a decision of who do they fire on? Do they fire on the ship, or do they fire on, not knowing that they have two of their own members on that ship, or do they fire on the truck, knowing they have three of their members down on the truck? So, like, there's no good option here. And so when they showed that truck, I was like, they're gonna go to black here. They're gonna go to the commercial break, show with the shield, and when they come back, it's gonna have nothing to do with any other stuff we're seeing right now. God damn, you guys are good. God damn,
they're great.
Yeah, yeah. It's so good, so good, so good. And like I said, I have no idea what goes on here. And you're right. I don't trust Sarge either. Like, because he still wouldn't give. And it seems like for the most part, the agents aren't either. But right. It seemed like, you know, he wasn't telling the whole truth. And he keeps a lot of his own things to himself. And he doesn't even tell his own crew what the plan is. You know, so who really knows? His whole idea is, you're gonna take a sword and plunge a sword into Izel, and that's gonna work? What, that can't be.
Well, that was the bluff, so that you could see what Daisy could do.
Exactly. It's like that can't be the real solution. And the idea that he wanted to get back to the base anyway tells me what else was he? Why do you want to go back to the base? And two. Why was it the fact that the base is on, you know, the Zephyr, and the Zephyr's in space and flying? Why is that even better? Like, what is his real actual plan? We got this info dump of all this information from him, but at the same time, we only learned what he wanted us to learn and what the agent wanted to learn. So it's, oh boy, still a lot up in the air. Still a lot up in the air. So, yeah. Let's go back to the beginning and just start from here. I like the fact that Fitz and Simmons together are great.
Yo.
They're great. I'd be happy anywhere with you, but I'm sick of space.
I like how they've kind of like figured out their dynamic again, like post the traumatic brain scans. Because mm-hmm. when Fitz is like, oh, you mean the monolith? She's like, motherfucker, calm down.
Right. Well, so
I've heard of these.
Right. So at one point, I thought that maybe Fitz was on to the fact that she didn't want to tell Izel because she had kind of figured out that Izel's maybe not who she says she is. But then it also made sense later on when I was like, oh, that's right. They did blow them up. So telling Izel that you know where they are and that they're blown up might not, at this point, might not be because you're still trying to get home. I was like,
that's like telling the cab you ain't got no cash on you.
Right. We'll right. Actually, that's a good point. Like, that's smart. Okay, so you're still in danger. You don't know how much danger you're in, but that was quick thinking there. I also love the fact that, and we brought this up. I just want to say, you can blame me for this one. I love the fact that this show did bring the fact that Fitz is actually jealous of other Fitz.
Oh, that's two things on this episode I'm blaming you for, sir.
That was so good. That was so good.
You know the other thing is, don't you?
What's the other thing?
The second it happened, Susan said, "This is Chris's fault."
What are we talking about? What happened?
They killed a black agent. You had to be cocky, you know? Look, you. This is that thing was on your hand.
I'm not gonna lie.
Last week.
We not killing black people, black and brown.
Oh, word.
Yo, I was
2 weeks.
Yo, I was Ben Askren, cocky. Yo, I was Ben Askren cocky.
You took that knee to the chin.
I was like, oh boy. Hey, I was like, hey. I was looking at my black. I was like, oh yeah, we got another black agent. We black and shit. I was like, hey buddy, getting kind of close to the line, kind of getting kind of close to the prisoner. How about we back up? Then we started getting choked. I was like, maybe he's gonna knock him out. Maybe he's gonna choke him out. I was like, then he did the little, and you heard the neck crack. I was like, You had to be the first one to go. It had to be the first nigga to go. You just couldn't. Come on, man. You had to make me a liar. You had to make me. I got. I was rooting for everybody black. I was rooting for everybody black. And
they knew that, so they took him away.
God damn it, man.
Oh, and they confirmed. Like, they went out of their way to have Yo-Yo confirm that he was dead.
Right. It's almost like Yo-Yo looked up at me like, Chris, this blood is on your hands. Like, I felt that one. I was like, damn. I did that one. You're right. I'll take the heat for that one. That was me. All me. I got it. I did fuck with the fact that they didn't know that Daisy and Yo-Yo are Inhumans and have powers. So Yo-Yo tied old boy up real quick. And then when she went to push the other dude back in, she was like, you're big. And then she had to go back and do it twice.
Yo.
Oh, man.
And the fact that it still worked. Like, she's like, oh, this is going to take a little bit longer. You're still going in that box.
Well, you got to forget. She got robot arms, too, yo. She's a little bit stronger than you.
Oh, no. This is mech Yo-Yo is nothing to play with.
Right. Yeah. She did cut off old girl's head last season. So I'm just saying, yeah, it was Pax she tied up, and then Jacko, she was like, oh, yeah, you're big. And also, I thought you were going to blame me for the fact it seemed like Yo-Yo and Mac were kind of like getting a little bit of that magic back. I thought that's what you're going to blame me for, a little bit there. I kind of noticed that they were kind of getting kind of friendly, that she kind of like noticed that he had called Jacko the big guy, and she was like, oh, so you have to call somebody else big guy. Now you know the rest of us feel looking up to you. And, you know, they had a little moment there, so I just, yeah.
On the grave of Red Shirt, whose name I've forgotten, how dare you, fucking Yo-Yo.
dirt isn't even cold on his grave yet.
On a red shirt to be named later, how could you?
Hey, listen, he died so that Mac and Yo-Yo could live together.
He died 48 minutes ago.
I mean, technically, it might not have been that long. Like, did they have a funeral?
It has not been an hour.
Right. Did they have a funeral? Like, I mean, like, did they call his folks? Did he have folks? Did, like...
Or who? We'll never know. You know why? Red shirt.
Right. Just, see, like, here's...
Fridge, if you will.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to do. You know what? Old boy that died, the black dude who died, black agent, he's going to get a funeral next season. He's going to get a funeral. They're gonna do something to memorialize
everything, huh? 21 gun salute and everything. Yeah. They play taps.
Right. Just to rub it in.
Full, like, military dress.
Right.
All right, back to work.
Yeah, his folks are gonna be there. They're gonna give him the flag and everything like that. It's gonna be, you know,
the whole nine
right,
yards.
Right, and then we were like, well, what happened to Agent? Like, what was his name again? Ah, he died. Yeah, he's fine. Fine. Oh man. But I do like the fact that, going back to Fitz and Simmons, I mean, I like the fact that they were going back and forth over that. And Simmons kind of, you know, rubbing it in. It was like, I mean, no, it's like, yeah, one day it was great, but it would be even better the second time. He's like, wait, so what was wrong with the first time? Like, I love that Fitz is insecure about other Fitz. Like, it's just, it's so them, but it's also... What was so great about that is they're so involved in themselves getting home and their conversation. They were literally ignoring all the signs around them that shit was going on.
They were everywhere.
Right. Like, all the signs.
This bitch is handing out pet birds like it's fucking going out of style.
So first of all, my man, look. Because I feel like both of them were like Mario and Luigi, because he looked like Mario and the other one looked like Luigi. But that was just me. So I'm gonna call him Mario. So Mario, maybe he was Wario.
More like Wario, but I'll let you rock.
I mean, he did look a little like Wario. He's sitting there, and when you see this woman come up, and she has what looks like an alien bat that she's petting, you don't have a conversation. You walk the other way.
See, and you're why Kitty Pryde's on Tinder, because damn it, sometimes a woman has a pet dragon. Respect there. Look, I'm not saying he's right, because he clearly wasn't. He got a bird in the chest. I am saying, I get, you know, it's space. Customs are weird. The candy he's eating made all the whole crew high as hell. Like, things are different in space. So, I get that. You're trying not to be xenophobic. I appreciate his openness to ask the question. However.
So here's the thing. I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, but I'm just saying white women with dragons, it's not really a good thing all the time. So I'm just saying.
He may not have HBO. Wario looked like he did not pay for the package.
Right. He got basic cable. Basic cable, man. Basic cable Wario.
He ain't paying for that shit.
Basic cable Wario.
Basic cable Wario. Damn it.
You know what? That might be the name of the episode. Basic cable Wario.
There we go.
But God damn it.
What's wrong with us?
But yeah, like I was like, oh, this is not good because you know you're sitting there going, maybe she's not. Oh no, she has a pet strike. Oh okay, she's. But then I still want to know, like, she kind of, when he called it a pet, she was like, yeah, you could call it that. I'm like, so what actually are they? Like, because.
I bet they're pieces of her.
Now that could be it. Yeah. That makes sense.
The question now is how these fucking monoliths get on Earth.
Yeah. Because they've been, I mean, all the way back in Mayan, you know, Mayan myth and ruins that they in statues that they've been showing them. So yeah,
because we also know that our drunk doctor is definitely coming back next episode with like, you'll never guess what I found, and they're gonna cut back to the ship. Like, that's definitely gonna happen next episode.
Yeah, I mean, I like the fact that they just sent his work. He's like, I'm not even gonna be on camera right now because one, these drinks over here are amazing.
Strong as fuck.
I'm just gonna FedEx my work to you. It's very interesting and I now want to know, because again, I think this is another thing that the show has done. It's all coming back to almost like the beginning, like when they started doing these monoliths. Like, we never had any question about them, and we've been dealing with them, I want to say, since season 2, right?
Season 3, I think, is the first episode, first appearance of the monolith. Because we got it in the flashback of the Hydra agents getting sent to the moon.
But I thought it was... Okay. All right. I can't remember.
Because that's our first exposure to the monolith. Because we had the flashback with Daniel Whitehall's story. Not Whitehall, but... Oh, I know what I'm saying. Oh, what's his name? I'll think of it later. But yes, it's the flashback to that story with the two brothers and the hiding of the stone and all that shit.
But I thought that one of the monoliths was on the ship at the end of, because season 2.
Oh, you know what? You're right. That's when we first see it. You're right. Yeah. Sorry. That's the first time it's getting activated, like on purpose. The first time we see it is, I think you're right, season 2, when they rescue it, because that was the ship that Mac was on. That's when Mac joins.
Right. Because the other, with Admiral Adama from, so they had kept it in themselves, and that was one of the things that the Inhumans had talked about. So yeah, we've had these monoliths since season 2, and you're right, we've never really asked ourselves, like, where do they come from? Like, no one's really answered that question. So like, we're getting those answers now, and they're extinction level events.
Yeah, very much so.
Right. So and it goes back to what you were saying. It's like, I don't trust Izel, obviously, because he's clearly not good, but is Sarge.
Right.
You know, I can't argue with his logic on the bomb. It's like, okay, yeah, you're going to kill 100,000 people, but it's either that or destroy the entire planet. Now, I would appreciate if he had actually said something to somebody and kind of given, maybe weighed the options there. So he's not a good guy. But I'm also trying to figure out what is his other plans, because doesn't seem like anybody has a full idea of what his plans were. Because he had never planned on actually being on the truck when it rammed into all those strikes. He planned on going back to the base. So if you plan on going back to the base, what was that going to do to stop, what's her name? To stop Izel. So my question is he also after the monolith?
No, I think his plan was to blow up Izel and then not die doing it.
It's true. But
because that was the door back, right? The door back was supposed to be the base. Like, well, true. Well, now we should take the plane back and get the fuck out of here because it's gonna we're gonna be in the blast zone.
True. And also, I was thinking about it. It's like his thing was always, I guess, blowing her up was always the big plan, and that was he thinks that's gonna be the thing that destroys her and stops her. So that makes sense. That makes sense. So, let's see here. I just have here. So another thing I'm glad about. I love the fact that they had Mac bring up the 2%, which is now 10% of Dink's company. Like, this show doesn't
let anything slip. I think they listen to the podcast.
They don't let anything fucking slip,
That was like a running joke for us for 2 or 3 weeks.
It really was. I was like, nah, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. He was like, well, you know.
Yeah, between them killing the black agent and this, I'm like, okay, so they clearly listen to the podcast. Or they're writing for us now.
Either way, I'll accept.
Like, I know what these assholes are going to talk about. They're going to harp on the smallest comic booky nerdy thing, and we got to deliver, or we're going to talk about by Chris and Deepal.
I mean, because you got to think about it. I mean, we were the early fans of the Shotgun X, and we're just like, we need the Shotgun X, and then it became an actual Shotgun X. When Deke is like, yeah, I'm not going, he's like, well, as a stakeholder, I think you should go. And Deke's like, wait, you thought I was serious? He's like, you better be, or I'll tell everybody about what I saw. And a matter of fact, now the price of a brick just went up. It's 10% now. You want to keep talking?
That's a shrewd negotiator right there. And that's someone with a black mama.
Yo, that's somebody with a black mama and an understanding that I need a retirement plan after S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, it may come if they survive this. I'm like, and I'm out. What? No, I'm done. Fuck this noise. I'm going to spend this money. Deke, good luck for the cash. Daisy, he's got you in his 3D machine. It's fucking weird. The check already cleared. Sorry, Deke. And I'd make May the director of S.H.I.E.L.D. and be out.
Yeah, yeah. As we be gone. Peace out. And then Deke, I'm like, Deke, you're in danger. When Snowflake was like, you have a beautiful soul. I want to see it leak out of you. And he was all like, oh, that's sexual. I was like, buddy, your dick is not your friend. She's going to try to kill you. But turns out I was wrong.
His dick was his friend.
Yeah. I go Deke. Because Daisy's never going to be a thing for you. So this is probably the best you're going to do. So, yeah, you should probably deal with this as best you can and deal with this. So. Yeah, he immediately fell in love with Snowflake. Snow Bunny, as he called her now.
Who's apparently now going to be on the team, adding another very dangerous woman to the team. Because she got left by Sarge, and she did not take it well.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Well, I mean, you can't trust Sarge. But it also makes sense. I mean, yeah, think about it. These people are not... He is the anti-Coulson. These people he brings on are not his family. Like the S.H.I.E.L.D. team Coulson put around him became his family. You know, those are his people. Sarge does not see Snow Bunny, Pax, or Jocko as his family. He sees them as soldiers and assets. He sees them as that. They're assets for him to use and nothing more, nothing less. Somebody doesn't make it, I recruit somebody else. Like, he was going to recruit May, not because he has some sentimental value for May, but because he sees her as being useful to him, you know? And that's
it. The job.
If you get the job done, then you have a place here. Nothing more, nothing less. That's all I fucking want. And that's what it is. And like you said, he's the complete opposite. And so now I'm kind of going back to this idea of this being an alternate timeline Coulson, a Coulson who in his time it's weird because I feel like the qualities of Coulson are there. If I feel like this is like a framework Coulson, like if the qualities of Coulson that didn't have, like if he didn't have May there, if he wasn't under Nick Fury, if he didn't go into S.H.I.E.L.D., if he didn't have all these things there, and then he lost the family that he had, I could absolutely see Coulson go down this road because we've seen Coulson go down this road before. When old girl got shot by Ward, and Coulson's mission became to killing Ward and then he crushed his fucking chest on that fucking planet, like a pissed off, like focused Coulson can be kind of fucking scary. Like when it's no longer the jokes and no longer the witty commentary and it's the guy who wants to fucking kill you, he's determined. And if you've removed all his connection to anything else, and then he knows in order for him to get things done, he can't connect to anybody else. That's what this Coulson is, you know? So I don't know. And like you said, when he was talking to Daisy and he kicked her out of the front, cause she was asking him too many questions. You can see it's like, yeah, he's not comfortable talking about that stuff. Like that's one of the few times you can see that something actually got to him.
Well, see, and so you say that. I thought it was more Daisy trying to play the annoying kid to get thrown out of the front seat.
True. Maybe. But
and also, as part of his plan, was probably get rid of her, too, because he had to arm the bomb.
Right. I was going to do that.
He could have done that with her standing there. Like, I see what you're saying, but I don't want to get... Well, it's like your feeling about Hall H. I don't want to hope for these things.
Well, here's the thing, though. He asked her to come up there first. He could have been up there by himself the entire time.
But then, by letting her think that she got to him, that gives her reason to leave, and she's not suspicious.
True.
Like, either tactically, way, it made sense to me.
Here's the thing. Either way, yo, he's like.
Either way.
Yeah. Either way, he's yeah. He's definitely time to be fucked with. So, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So.
Yo, and by the way, we need some of that tech. That we got doors everywhere tech.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not saying, you know, they've got it. Like, you may have seen this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't he be confiscating red markers from everyone?
Yeah.
No one gets a marker, goddammit.
Unless it was always there. Unless.
But I'm saying, like, even on the inside of old buddy's jacket, like, come on, man.
No, but what I'm saying is, what if it was always there?
I know, that's what I'm saying. It was always there. When you're cataloging his shit, take true. Away the thing with the red circle
yeah,
on.
Yeah, true. Valid point. Yeah. So, let's see here. What else we got here? I think we covered all the major pieces here. I mean, I totally understand why they call it collision course. It totally makes fucking sense.
All the plots are colliding a lot sooner than we're used to having on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. I mean, but it's, well, we say a lot sooner, but it's because, remember, the season's only 13 episodes, but I'm now right. Even more into the belief that this is going to end on like it would if it was a mid-season finale, like on some big cliffhanger that we're going to be dying for season 7 to come in to wrap up now. So, yeah, I'm all, obviously we're all in. I mean, come on, God.
That's an understanding, but yes, we're all in.
Yeah,
yes.
we're not going off of this. So, yeah, I can't wait. So let's see here. We will be back, next Sunday to record, for episode 9, Deep Home's going to be on vacation a little bit, but we're going to call him through phone. So there might be a little bit of, it will be fine from there.
It'll be fine.
The week after that, though, we're going to delay the Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. review just because I'll be in San Diego Comic-Con. So we'll probably have a review for that probably on the 24th, Wednesday the 24th. And maybe I'll do some, we'll talk some, we'll also probably throw in some Comic-Con news if we get anything big coming out of Comic-Con. We'll throw something in at the end of that as well. So, but yeah, folks, again, thank you very much. Subscribe, Super Tuesday Recap. Again, check the show notes. Go to podcastawards.com. And nominate the Character Corner in the entertainment category.
Oh, we were on the Nerd Off.
Oh, yes, right. And we were on the Nerd Off. So if you are a member of the Black Guy Tips podcast, premium shows, Deep Hum and I were on the Nerd Off on Friday. So we have that. And I was in rare form.
He was. Guys, it felt good to have someone else see it. See what I put up with every time we record.
Oh, boy. It was great. You're not going to want to miss that. So if you're a Black Eye Tips premium member, if you're not, go sign up for it. But if you're not, go listen to that episode. If you are, go listen to that episode. So, but yeah, folks, that's it. And we'll be back. So until next time, we're out of here. Peace.